Thank you for waiting, ladies and gentlemen. We've invited the first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire, and ruby.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back Lee Harris from ATPI Travel. How are you, Lee?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm currently, like I just said, you just up there. I'm currently sitting in the middle of a massive thunderstorm at the moment. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we will make it through unscathed.
We're going to try. Let's head right into it. What's going on with United Airlines?
Yeah, it is giving its passengers plenty of new options this winter. The winter season obviously is now coming upon us, and the airline unveiled that it's launched 50 additional daily flights this year, adding to its comprehensive network across the United States and abroad. The expansion began at the end of October and runs through January 2024. This is excellent news for the Caribbean season, with a host of new Pacific and transatlantic routes being offered. From San Francisco, the airline has added services to Christchurch, New Zealand, Beijing, China, Manila, Philippines, and Hong Kong, China. Now, on the transatlantic side, United will extend some popular European seasonal routes. These include New York to Athens, Greece, and Paris, France. And from Washington, United will extend flights to Barcelona, Spain, and Rome, Italy. Across the winter season, United will serve a total of 25 transatlantic destinations. Furthermore, to help connect to these and other flights, United announced it is increasing its winter operations to Latin America and the Caribbean. From its hub in Denver, the airline will add flights to San Juan, Puerto Rico, and Montego Bay, Jamaica. And from its hub in New York, Washington, and Chicago, it will add destinations across the Caribbean, Aruba, Bonaire, Grand Cayman Islands, and the Bahamas. San Francisco, home to one of United's fastest growing hubs, will also have additional flights to Mexican beach destinations, Puerto Valletta and San Jose del Cabo, the latter being an increasingly popular destination for super yachts.
Let's just pray to him, the crew.
Yeah.
It seems like there's a shortage of crew straight across the face of the planet right now for the flights that are available already. So if you're going to throw in another 50 flights, could be a little bit of problem there. Anyway, it is what it is. And Singapore.
So one of the world's most renowned airports is reopening terminal after 3.5 years of engineering and expansion work. Singapore Changi Airport's Terminal 2 was fully reopened ahead of schedule and will allow for an additional 5 million passengers to use the airport each year. The expansion project included several significant improvements and added over 226,000 square feet to the terminal building. Upgrades include a central common-use fast and seamless travel zone, twice the number of automated check-in kiosks and bag drop machines, and additional automated immigration lanes. There is also a spacious new garden which has been installed inside the departure transit area. The area, called the Dreamscape, combines over 20,000 plants from 100 species with ponds of fish and an innovative digital sky. Now, much like a skylight, the digital sky mimics daylight and meteorological conditions in real time. Occasionally, virtual rain will fill the sky and transform the skylight into an underwater portal with fish, otters, and even a sampan boat. The airport is ready to welcome more passengers to the new terminal as travel numbers are trending upwards. 16 airlines are now operating out of Terminal 2 with flights to 48 cities. Obviously, this is just the tip of the iceberg of the terminal. There's just so many innovative ideas that have been brought to life. We couldn't even talk about them if we had an hour-long show just on this, honestly. If nobody has seen it, they need to look up this terminal. It's amazing. The work that's been done there, it's ecological. It looks fantastic for the environment. And what I would say as well, if there's any crew that have traveled through Terminal 2 recently, if they can drop me a message and just give me a review, let me know what it's like. I'd be fascinated to know.
That is phenomenal, especially considering that more often than not, your luggage can't even make it from one destination to another on the same plane. Movement forward.
Singapore, the airport there, they do seem to be a bit of a game changer. Everything they do just seems to be getting bigger and better. Like I said, I would love to find out any crew who have traveled through Terminal 2 recently, just to get an idea and a review of how it was for them.
And of course, we're right back to strike news across Europe.
Yeah, as always, it's a regular feature, isn't it? We know news and strikes is regular occurrence on the show, and this week, obviously, is no different at all. There has already been a couple of strikes announced for this month as follows. The unionized flight attendants and navigation staff employed by EasyJet will hold a 24-hour strike today, the 6th of November. Affected airports will be Venice, Florence, and Treviso. Flight disruptions, though, are likely to be nationwide across Italy. So if you are traveling with EasyJet today, please make sure you check with your airline or with your travel provider, because there are likely going to be at least delays, if not cancellations. And private security staff at Alicante Airport have announced strikes for this month over working conditions and pay. There are quite a lot of dates on this one, unfortunately. So they're going to go on strike on the 7th, the 10th to the 12th of November, the 14th, the 17th to 19th, the 21st, the 24th to 26th, and the 28th of November. So it's pretty much nearly the whole month. This is security staff at the airport and not airline staff. So as such, at this time, we don't know how much disruption will be caused. However, as it's security, I would suggest at least arriving at the airport earlier than you usually would, as there could be big delays.
If you're going to get stranded somewhere, just try to route yourself through Singapore.
That'd be a great place to get stuck.
Oh, my Lord. And news out of Heathrow.
Yeah, crew traveling or transiting from to or through London Heathrow this winter should find it a lot easier with the announcement of new routes this week also. Eastern European crew should seriously consider Heathrow as a transit hub with a raft of new routes. Announced this week are flights to and from Salzburg, Friedrichshafen, Riga and Belgrade. Those are being operated by Lufthansa and British Airways respectively. Other routes announced are Virgin Atlantic to and from Dubai and the Maldives and Turks and Caicos. In LATAM, flying direct into Lima, Peru.
And we have a crew question this week.
We did indeed. Daniel got in touch this week wanting to know if there is a way of entering lounges without traveling in business or first class for free. The answer is there are ways, Daniel, but no golden ticket. Unfortunately, there's no easy way I can tell you do this and you're going to get in there. It's just not going to happen, unfortunately. However, this is what I would suggest checking out, and hopefully one of these might work for you. Firstly, check any credit cards that you are holding several of the complimentary lounge access. As a cardholder, you could be entitled to a limited number of entries a year. Secondly, much like the credit cards, packaged bank accounts also usually come with all kinds of added benefits, and some offering airport lounge access. I know in the UK, for example, certain accounts with Barclays and NatWest offer free access to over 1,100 lounges worldwide. The third option would be to gain access if you're a loyal traveler with an airline and you have achieved some kind of elite status with them. That way, you may be entitled to free lounge access. Many airlines extend this privilege to their top-tier frequent flyers. The fourth option is if you're not just any frequent flyer, but a frequent flyer with a member airline of an alliance, you could be in luck. Being a part of a global airline alliance can open the doors to lounges across the world. Here are the lounge access requirements for the big free alliances. So for Star Alliance, you need to be a gold member, and that will give you access to a whole raft of airlines lounges who are part of that. For Oneworld, you would need to be either Emerald or Sapphire status, and for SkyTeam, you will need to be Elite Plus. And lastly, some credit cards and lounge memberships offer complimentary access to not only the entitled person, but also a limited number of guests. So if you're flying with a mate who's traveling to the same yacht as you, ask them if they have a credit card or a bank card that might get them access and you can hop in with them.
Yeah, I just used to call my mum. She had her credit cards, all of them had great lounge access. I'd be like, Mom. But not everybody has that privilege.
One. No. Unfortunately, it's just that it's just no hard and fast rule. It's just, yeah. Free lounge access is pretty much a dying breed. Unless you're traveling in first or business class, it doesn't happen too often.
Well, I could just give everybody my mom's phone number.
Yeah, we could do that. It'd be great. I'm sure she'd love it.
I think I've already been disowned twice this year. I don't want to continue that trend.
We're not giving the day.
Christmas is around the corner, so I've got to wait until after that before I get disowned for another time. Lee, I want to say thank you ever so much. Of course, weekly, we are here with Crew Travel. And of course, if you have any questions, please do send an email over to Lee and he will make sure to answer it on next week's travel questions or beforehand if it's any urgent.
Indeed. Yep. Anything urgent, I'll get straight back to you. If not, yep, we'll get it answered on here next week. Yep. Sounds good.
Thank you, Lee.
Take care. Lovely to see you.
You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.